We're back today on Fine Home Talks with Kathy Montiello and from Forever Homes, I should say. And I just wanted to say thank you for coming.
Totally my pleasure. Anytime I have an opportunity to speak on this subject, I am all for it.
It's a subject that we should probably introduce.
But, let's do it.
Yeah. So tell me, Forever Homes.
It's actually Forever More Homes.
Excuse me. And thank you for that. So I'll say that again. Forever More Homes.
Forever More Homes.
Sure. I'm so sorry. No, that's fine.
My background?
Yeah, it's a me thing.
Okay.
Is that too bright for you?
It's fine. Okay. It's fine. No, I'll be looking at Sarah.
Yeah,
it's good.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, no worries.
From the beginning?
From the top.
All right. 5, 4, 3.
I'm back on Fine Home Talks with Kathy Montiello and from Forever More Homes.
You got it.
Yes. Okay. I love it. So talk to me.
All right. So Forevermore Homes, we are, in simplest terms, we're real estate and home improvement combined. Mm. So we have a passion for helping people to age in place.
Okay.
And as a realtor, I'm sure you've been in many situations where you see a homeowner that is kind of struggling with what's next for them.
Definitely.
And where they're going and as they're getting into their, you know, their quote unquote golden years. Mm. You know, we're all getting older, mm-hmm. and as we do get older, things change, our mobility, yeah. our eyesight, our balance, and things that we used to be able to do all the time in our home and took it for granted, we can't anymore.
Yeah.
And so we have to take a hard look at what is it going to take for us to be successful? Mm. And by successful, that means safe,
yeah.
comfortable, in a place that is well-maintained. Mm. And that we can afford.
Yeah.
So it's almost counterintuitive to think of a realtor helping someone stay where they are.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
it is, but it's not.
Thank you.
Is and it's not. I think that it's super, we're very much aligned in that way.
Yeah.
We're about the solution and it's not about the sale,
the transaction,
the money, right?
So whether you help someone sell something and buy something, I keep hitting the microphone.
That's
I'm so
okay.
sorry.
No, it's a hazard. The microphone's a hazard for us that like to talk with our hands.
But if you think about it, if you're helping someone, figure out where is the right place to live for them, it's still about real estate. It's still about a home.
Definitely.
It may just be about their current home, or it may be about moving them somewhere else. And then you figure out, okay, what do we need to do in this new space to make it right for them?
Our job, as I see it, and please correct me if you disagree or if you want to add to it, is I always joke that I'm dating my clients. Like it's like, it's a relation. It is a relationship.
Yes.
The joking part is the dating part, but it's a relationship. And the trust there is that number one, it's built, it's fostered, it's formed, but it's about solutions.
Yeah.
It's not about, again, the transaction or it's figuring, working with people to figure out what is best for them. And it's sometimes not cut and dry. There
Correct.
Are situations, right, that we've been in. I'm sure I can include you in this, right? Anybody that is a realtor that has done this profession, we're out of space. We're expecting a new family member. We're wanting to grow or we're about to grow, you know, like our family. So that's a logical, you know, like, clear-cut solution or more clear,
right.
that I should say,
right.
Depending on the fund market.
But I think
in.
When you're dealing with a senior,
yeah,
it's not so clear-cut.
And, right.
you know, I like your dating analogy, but I feel I almost feel when I'm dealing with seniors that it's like my mom or my dad. Mm. And I'm just wired to treat them the same way I would treat my mom, my dad, an uncle, yeah, and aunt. So someone in their golden years, I'll say, because I'm technically a senior, almost.
Yes. Yeah.
But I feel like when I define senior, I'm thinking of more like late 70s, early 80s and beyond.
Yeah, that's an important definition.
Right,
yeah.
Right. And so when you have someone that is about to face a major transition in their life, it's so stressful.
So stressful. And then it's emotional.
Very.
Yes.
And so you have to help them kind of process things and make their decision in a very informed way. But it's something that takes a little bit more patience, a little bit more explanation. Our job is to help them uncover all of the variables, financial, emotional, functional, so that all these things have been swimming around in their head, that they're like the questions that are just circling and they're not finding any clarity.
Yeah.
We have to lead them to that clarity.
I love the explanation. Completely agree. Some people know this about me. I have my master's in social work from UConn. Proud UConn grad.
Yay!
I know.
Same. Both undergrad and MBA from UConn.
Love it.
So both the women and the men, we're rooting for them.
We're rooting for them. But what's super important is to also know our role. And what I mean by that is bring in the experts when I do have my MSW. I don't practice, right? Like I do, it's to a degree, but it is so.
We have to stay in our lane and know when we need to bring. So that's
100%. Yeah.
I feel very fortunate because I have a great network of people that serve seniors. And I've had situations, for example, I had a unfortunate situation where a woman was a hoarder. Mm. And, you know, I have no experience with that. And I just know coming in, I know, oh my gosh, you know, we have to do something about this. But there's a reason she got in that situation. And the reason is a very emotional reason. Mm. And I can't come in and say, okay, we're going to clear all this out, because that just would not be, it would be very difficult for her.
Yeah.
So that's when you find a social worker, or you find whatever the specialty is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's important to the value. And this is, we are not going to go down this road, because what's going on with our industry, that's a whole separate conversation.
Yes, for another day.
For a different day. But the value in working with you, we're sticking with this capacity, is so much more than people realize.
Right.
When you have, like myself, in different capacities, Rolodexes, and just solid, true professionals that you can call in for that situation. For example, when you realize what was going on, what was transpiring.
Right.
You probably didn't. Did you know that prior to going into, what's your process?
So I went and met with her at her sister's house.
Okay.
Because she was unable to stay in her house. So I hadn't seen the house yet, but the sister just looked at her and said, you need to tell Kathy what's going on.
Oh.
And then she said, and then I went over and saw her, saw the home. So we went back to the sisters and we all sat around and I said, you know, and I won't mention her name, but we'll call her Sue. Sue, you know, I understand this has been a stressful time.
Yeah.
She had some health issues. And I said, I want to help you get through this in a way that's going to work for you and not get you totally stressed out. And I want to come back to you and recommend someone to come in and talk with us about this and help you work through how you got here and how we're going to get you beyond this.
Yeah.
And she was very receptive to it.
It's so, and I think for a lot of these more difficult. Now, just to be clear, buying and selling a home is one of the most stressful things that people do in a normal situation.
In a normal situation.
Right? Yeah. It is amazingly stressful.
Yeah.
It's super intense. It's sometimes even down to the last minute. Every transaction's different.
Right.
Like, it's a party, right?
Yeah.
It's like a full, and sometimes people are, you know, ready to get off the party bus, right? Like, they're done.
Yeah.
So in a normal, not a totally loaded emotional situation, and this is amazingly layered, right? Because it's not such a clear cut. It's very nuanced. There's a lot of complicating
right.
factors. It's,
so take for example, a common thing that falls apart in a real estate transaction, an inspection issue.
Right.
And so if you were my client and I came to you and I said, Sarah, you know, we had this issue come up in inspection. All right, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be a little bit stressed out because, like you said, for anyone, it's a stressful situation. Take that same situation and now put that in the lap of a octogenarian,
yeah.
an 80 plus person who's
right.
going through this major transition of leaving a home they've probably been in for 50 years, the stress level that you and I would feel in that situation, I mean, it's just, it's exponential.
It is exponential.
Yeah.
And that's, it's a very good way. And meeting it with compassion, no
right.
judgment.
Yeah.
Right. And leading with grace. And
right.
providing clarity, that's a skill.
It's huge.
Huge.
And where I'm wired to, I'm just going to go in and solve it. Bah, bah, bah,
yeah.
bah. And you cannot do that. You have to just take a breath and realize you're going to have to explain it 10 times, a dozen times until they finally can be comfortable with, okay, this is what's going on and this is what we have to do to get past it.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of patience.
Yes.
It's a lot of time. But you know what? I truly believe that seniors, I think they are amazing and I think they deserve every bit of the extra caring and kindness that we bring.
I 100%, of course, I agree. And I think that sometimes it's clear that you are meant for this role.
I think
and
so.
The reason why I say that is just sitting with you, I can feel it, right? It's, it's a vibe.
Well, thank you.
And I think that sometimes there are professionals in our industry that...
you can say it.
you could see the wheel starting,
yeah.
can't you?
No, we're all different.
We're all different,
all
and
things.
And I think that just and this is true of any profession.
Yeah,
right. Like it doesn't, frankly, matter. There's good, great, excellent, and then people who are treat it with a different kind of methodology.
Yes,
and. It's clear that you're in the excellent category, and I'm hoping that you and I can work together in a transaction. You never know; we're in different parts of the state, but you never know how that works.
You never know.
I love it.
I may just recruit you to be on my team.
Listen.
No, but seriously, I am. My goal is to grow my team to be statewide, and I'm always looking for like-minded people that. First of all, you have to have a passion for serving older folks that need that extra.
Yeah.
But, you know, so I formed the company because I felt like as I dealt with on the real estate transactions, it really started with my own mom. Mm. And she went through a couple of different transitions where she downsized from a family home to a condo. Hey, Dave. and then she's actually now in assisted living. But it was looking at every aspect of her life from where she was going to live to what health issues were going on with her to if she was moving and needed a mortgage, well, how could she get a mortgage on Social Security and a pension?
Right.
Oh, by the way, when was the last time she updated her will and her financial plan?
I know.
So I took a step back and I said, you know, how can I be better equipped to help people in this situation? Mm. And I started hearing more about aging in place. And I just, the more I learned about it, the more I knew that's the space I wanted to be in.
Yeah.
So I went and I got my certified aging in place specialist designation. That's how I met your husband.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a list of everyone that had their caps and I sent an email.
Yeah.
And he responded and we had a lovely conversation.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I formed the company to be able to help people that really understand where they were in their current situation and what was going to give them the best outcome.
Hmm.
And is that staying where you are and making some changes, or is that moving?
I think that it's brilliant, first of all.
Thank you.
And I also think that, again, it is a amazing response to such an incredible need.
Yeah.
But also, it's really a holistic viewpoint.
Yes.
Right? And when I'm in this position talking to a potential seller, I do discuss with them, right? Why are we wanting to move?
Yep.
What are the barriers?
Right.
And then, like, is this right for you?
Yeah.
Right? Especially in our current market.
Yeah. Can you imagine trying to talk a seller out of listing their home? But
in service to them,
yeah,
the answer for me is a clear yes.
Because that is just setting you up as a trusted advisor.
If not, I wouldn't be me. Yeah. But, you know, I always just say the thing.
Right.
But yeah, sometimes it is not right for them.
Yeah.
Even though they're feeling desperate.
They know they need something, but they're not quite sure what the answer is.
Yeah.
So I just had a situation. I have a new person coming on my team. I can't announce it yet because it's still
exciting. I love these little.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
So she got a referral from an assisted living community. So this director called her up and said, we have a new resident coming in and she needs to sell her home. But when my new teammate went there to meet with her, they got into a longer conversation and it became clear that she might not be in the financial situation to be able to afford going to this community. So she said to the homeowner, she said, you know what, maybe we should take a step back and bring your accountant / financial advisor into the conversation. Mm. So they did. And together they realized that she would be better served by staying in her home.
See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now my new teammate now has this whole new set of tools in her toolkit to say, okay, we're not moving you, but we need to figure out how to make your home safe for you.
Yeah.
She has macular degeneration.
Oh, did you? Yep.
So with that, I mean, we can come in and I have a process for doing a safety assessment. Mm. It's really a room by room going through mostly fall prevention.
Mm.
But when someone has something like a Parkinson's or macular degeneration or dementia, there's an opportunity to bring in an occupational therapist to weigh in on what this person is going to need different to function in the home. So we have a wonderful person that's going to come in and speak with her, not only just about her home, but other resources out in the community that are available to people that are low vision.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So it's just, I mean, talk about looking at the whole.
The whole picture, literally. Yeah. I love it. This is, I feel like we could talk for a very long time, but
I could talk about this endlessly,
but in the essence of time and calendars and all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
I just want to ask you one final question and we'll wrap it up. And this is a personal question.
Yeah.
First of all, thank you for coming
again. My pleasure.
And this is something we could spend a long time about.
We'll do it again.
I love it.
What the sequel.
Yes. I love that. What is your favorite part of your home? I know.
I bought a home. I took a client who had MS.
Okay.
And she wanted to get to a one level yes. ranch. Yep. So I brought her to see this ranch that was clearly in need of a lot of love. Mm-hmm. And she, it was not for her, and she didn't see a vision. I fell in love.
You did I see did. The vision.
Yeah. And so I was living in a condo at the time with two dogs.
Nice.
I'm a dog lover. And I just felt like we needed our own space.
More space.
So
Yeah.
It was at the time I was becoming more informed about aging in place. So when I renovated it, I made sure I have every, I never have to leave that home.
Wow.
So I have my wide doorways, as you guys know,
36 inches. We know those.
My curbless shower.
Nice.
No threshold whatsoever.
Thresholds.
And then there was an old garage that was not, it was attached to the house, but there was no entrance.
Okay.
And it was falling apart. Tore that down and built a two-car garage. And they said, well, you know what? Why don't I just keep going and build on top of it? So my apartment for my caregiver.
I love this.
Is over my garage. Yeah. So
this is amazing.
And being
love.
A dog lover, I cannot imagine a time in my life when I won't have a dog. But as I grow older, mm-hmm. I need to be able to open my door and let my dogs out into a fenced safe
in.
Yard. So those are just the little things that we need to think about for people as they age.
This was the best ending I have ever had.
I'm so glad.
I couldn't have teed that up any better.
Well, I want you to come over. I want you and David to come over.
I would love to.
Yeah, and we'll have supper.
Yes,
and we'll,
that would be great.
You can bring the dogs and they can play with Sasha and Ranger.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'd love it.
Well, thank you again.
Thank you.
This was awesome.
Yeah.
Good.